Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldhar, and now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics covering 7 Vlad in Masechus Shabbos, going from Daf Kuf to Daf Kuf Vav. So here we go. Question number 1. Which Daf do we learn that one is chayiv for writing an unintended short word, such as Shem, from Shimon? That's on Daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we learn that one is chayiv for Bona, even a Kol Shehu? That's on Daf Kuf Beis. Good. Number 3. Which Daf people question whether tearing a garment out of anger is Mesaken? That's on Daf Kuf Hei. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do we have a Malchus regarding how to draw water onto a boat? That's on Daf Kuf. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we learn about that one can be chayv when wind blows an object that was thrown? That's on Daf Kuf. Good. Number 6. Which Daf do we learn that Rabbi Shimon holds one as chayv for chobu or mabur when they're purely destructive? That's on Daf Kuf Vav. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do we learn why one is not chayv for trapping a sick, lame, or old deer? That's on Daf Kuf Vav. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do you learn the one is chayv for writing with his right or left hand if he's proficient in both? That's on Daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do you learn there's a difference between a pit filled with water versus one filled with produce in terms of throwing something into it? That's on Daf Kuf. Good. Number 10. Which Daf do you learn the proper responses to the loss of good and wise people? That's on Daf Kuf Hei. Good. Number 11. Which Daf do you learn the small boats of Meshon are carmelis given their narrow bottoms? That's on Daf Kuf Aleph. Good. Number 12. Which Daf do you learn that one is chai for adding one letter to one of the Sifrei Tanakh to complete one of the Sifrei Tanakh? That's on Daf Kuf Dalet. Good. Number 13. Which Daf do you learn there are abbreviations in the Torah, such as the word Anochi in the Aseret Dibros? That's on Daf Kuf Hei. Good. Number 14. Which Daf do you learn that striking a hammer on an anvil is a malacha? That's on Daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 15. Which Daf do you learn the meaning behind the letters, the osios of the Aleph Beis? That's on Daf Kuf Dalet. Good. Number 16. Which Daf do you learn one is only chayav achatis if tchilasim basof and shkaga? That's on Daf Kuf Beis. Good. Number 17. Which Daf do we learn that Rav Nachman said one should apply the principle of good achis to the small boats of Meshon, making them a rishus yachid? That's on Daf Kuf Alef. Good. Number 18. Which Daf do we have the mission of trapping birds and deer? That's on Daf Kuf Alef. Good. Number 19. Which Daf do we learn the meaning of the letters in the words emes and sheker? That's on Daf Kuf Dalet. Good. Number 20. Which Daf do you learn that one can make an error for two ships that have different owners? That's on Daf Kuf Aleph. Good. And finally, question number 21. Which Daf do you have a case where one walks two amas b'shogeg, then two amas b'mezid, then two amas b'shogeg carrying something? That's on Daf Kuf Beis. Good. Excellent. All right. That concludes our Grand Pop Quiz. Fantastic to be able to do it. The simanim are challenging here as we're adding them up, and these are new and fresh. So by all means, come back and practice this over the course of the week and then in future subsequent weeks to keep the material fresh. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.